COVID thing. For 25 years, we've attempted to contact Fester in the great beyond, and for 25 years, nothing. I'm beginning to think my brother truly is lost.
Good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. That is the late, the great Raul Julia playing Gomez Adams in the Addams Family, based on the Charles Addams comic strip, the TV show, but in 1991, 30 years ago, on November 22nd, 1991, the Addams Family was released. It spawned a sequel, but the first time really is the best. And it didn't hurt that you had an extraordinary cast led by Mr. Raul Julia, Angelica Houston, directed by Barry Sonnenfeld. Angelica Houston, Raul Julia, Christopher Lloyd, Christina Ricci, Jimmy Workman, just to name a few. 25-year absence of Uncle Fester. Oh, yes. This film is one of my personal favorites. I love this film. Here's the thing. I'm not a critic. Oh, my God, I hated this. Or what it means to me, also, because I have a fond memory of my grandmother. Remember the VHSs? She got us the VHS. I remember that. She would play the VHS, test it on us, and then if we liked it, we got it. So it's like going to The Price is Right.
I would kill for her. Either way, what bliss. Unhappy, darling.
Oh, yes. Yes, Gomez. Son, il me perce comme un poignard.
Oh, Tish. That's French.
Oui.
Cara mia.
En garde, Monsieur Soleil.
Gomez.
Querida.
Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
I love that. There's so many great moments in the Addams Family. And the cast really plays with you. The moments. I mean, my personal favorite is when Wednesday and Pugsley do the Shakespeare. They're obviously doing Hamlet. The other little kids are doing Getting to Know. And what do? Shakespeare. They really should receive a scholarship for that. But no, because of their eccentricities, it's seen as, well, weird. It's seen as weird. Okay. And, but this film, my goodness, what a classic. 30 years later, it still holds up. And that's a testament to Barry Sonnenfeld and the cast. And I miss him so much, Raul Julia. From Shakespeare in the Park to Kiss of the Spider Woman to The Addams Family.
It's a miserable night.
I know, darling. Seance weather.
Children, we're starting.
Put down that antenna.
Oh, there's so many great moments in this film. The seance is one of my favorites, and of course, the Shakespeare. And Uncle Fester coming back, and boom.
Could it be? Is it him?
Is it possible?
Oh my God.
Fester.
Thomas.
So there's a lot going on in the Addams Family. Fester has come back under mysterious circumstances. Isn't that always the way in the Addams Family? Very eccentric. I should know. I come from a very bunch of eccentrics. But there is a magic to their madness, to the Addams Family. The Addams Family, the comic strip, television series, it's classic.
He was found in Miami, tangled in a tuna net. It was just last month during the Hurricane Helga. The sky, it was black as pitch. The waves, they were walls of doom. Can you imagine? They dragged him from the ocean, from the very jaws of oblivion. I'm telling you. There were tests, so many tests. A complete psychological profile. At long last, the Florida Department of the Fish and the Game, they say, lo and behold, oh my, God tell it on the mountains. He is your brother. Boom! They give him to me at Human Services, and I am bringing him. After all these years, after who knows what heartache, after the naked and the dead, I am bringing him home to you.
That's preposterous. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
It certainly is. Now you're back.
Yes, back. Back to share your joys, your sorrows, and everything.
Well, I just don't know.
Honey, how does this work again?
An infant would understand.
So, Fester is back. Dr. Penderslosh. Well, that is... What is her name? Abigail Craven, played by the late Elizabeth Wilson. If you remember The Graduate, and you remember... Benjamin. She played Benjamin's mother. I almost said brother. Oh, goodness, the sugar. She played his mother. Of course, you know, we know about what happened in The Graduate. Okay. And here we go.
There. The debutante ball. Remember that fateful night?
Of course. Your first cigar!
What? Come on, old man. I've smoked since I was 5. Mother insisted.
See, there's things creeping up. Is he Fester or is he Fester with amnesia? Well, you have to watch to find out. Okay? Now... this is all about vignettes. Favorite moments. Here we go. This is one I love how what it leads into. You gotta love Angelica Houston as Morticia Addams. It's extraordinary.
Isn't that sweet? And Harmony Fell has picked Jane Pauley.
Have you spoken to her parents?
But Wednesday brought in this picture. Calpurnia Addams.
Wednesday's great aunt Calpurnia. She was burned as a witch in 1706. They say she danced naked in the town square and enslaved a minister.
Really?
Oh, yes. Don't worry. We've told Wednesday, college first.
College first, okay. Well, here's the thing. Wednesday and Pugsley, I wouldn't worry about them. They're on their way.
And for me, I remember my mother pointing out to this. This is Shakespeare.
Against me, it's firm, I go revenge. Oh, from this time forth, my thoughts be bloody or nothing worth. If I must strike, dead I will.
A hit! A very powerful hit!
All that blood. Oh, my goodness. And you've got
Gomez Adams cheering his children on. Bravo. And then Morticia. Bravo.
And
Lurch and Uncle Fester and Thing and Granny. That's what it's all about. And, you know, I play that because the other kids, everyone's smiling and they're doing Getting to Know You. And the two Adams kids are doing Shakespeare.
And yeah, it's not their age group, but I'm thinking if I was in charge of that school, I would say, oh, give them a scholarship. That is brilliant. But, you know, we live in a white picket fence world, unfortunately, and society doesn't see it that way. But this film is a classic.
I love this film the first time I saw it. 30 years. I look upon the 90s and it's like, whoa, that was 30 years ago? As a kid, you don't think that. You know, as it's going on, I remember I had the Addams Family video game for Game Boy. But there's so many little nuggets within this film. The humor, the comedy, the one-liners. And then you've got Christina Ricci and Jimmy Workman who really round out the cast. And it's basically an ensemble. It's so beautiful to watch.
Toss and turn all night. We have to chain you to the bedpost.
Doesn't make sense.
The Bermuda Triangle is a very strange and mysterious place. You'd be surprised at all the things you don't know.
She certainly would. Wednesday adores the Bermuda Triangle. She studies it. Death at sea. She's hooked.
Ask me anything.
Being in my old room sure brings back memories. Remember Camp Custer?
For preteen offenders.
Oh. Aren't memories precious? Today I like to wander through the house.
So it's Uncle Fester, but it's Uncle Fester with amnesia. Keep that in mind. Yes, Gomez, that's not his first cigar he smoked since he was 5.
So then Gomez starts to catch on. He's like, wait a minute. This is an impostore. I can't do Raul Julia. Raul Julia, Angelica Houston said something interesting about him. She said how when she found out she was going to do the Addams Family, she thought, oh, yeah. Because Raul Julia had such a reputation as this charismatic. I mean, he did Shakespeare in the Park with Meryl Streep. He had done television. He had done film. And this really put him on the map in terms of an actor. Everyone knew his name after this. After the Addams Family, was like, that's Raul Julia, this Puerto Rican Renaissance man. And you've got Angelica Houston, who had just come off The Grifters, doing The Addams Family and playing Morticia. Her Morticia Addams has spawned so many memes, it's not even funny. I mean, you look at a meme now and it, you know that you mad and it's her with that cup of coffee. And then you've got Wednesday and you've got Pugsley. Yeah. This film is classic. I loved it. I mean, it spawned a sequel. The sequel was good. It wasn't as funny, but here we go.
Who is he? Somebody else. It has to warm up.
Why?
So it can kill you.
I knew that.
Children, what are you doing?
I'm going to electrocute him.
But we're late for the charity auction.
But Mother...
I said no.
Please?
Oh, all right.
But we're late for the charity auction. I said no. Please? Oh, all right. Yeah, she electrocutes him. Not in every family. Usually the kids fight over playing ball. This is a legendary film. It is a beautiful film. It is hilarious. It led to the 1993 sequel, Addams Family Values. I liked it. Addams Family Values, you know, and I mean, you've got Joan Cusack in it, and it's hilarious. But this film is just classic. It's classic. It's beautiful. Here we go.
Thank God for that lightning. Not so sense into you.
You remember, old man? Dr. Pindishloss really did find Fester tangled in a tuna net 25 years ago. With amnesia.
From the Bermuda Triangle.
True. Stranger things have happened.
Please, Uncle Fester.
Pugsley.
For the picture.
And that's The Addams Family, released in 1991. Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld. Oh my goodness. Angelica Houston as Morticia Addams. Raul Julia as Gomez Addams. Christopher Lloyd as Uncle Fester. Christina Ricci as Wednesday Addams. Jimmy Workman as Pugsley Addams. Judith Molina as Grandmama. Carol Strucken as Lurch. Christopher Hart as Thing. John Franklin as Cousin It. Elizabeth Wilson as Abigail Craven, also about Dr. Pindishloss. Dan Hedaya as Tully Alfred. Dana Ivey as Margaret Alfred. Paul Benedict as Judge George Womack. And Sally Jesse Raphael as herself. Even Barry Sonnenfeld makes an uncredited cameo as a passenger on Gomez's train. Oh, yeah. To end tonight's Dr. Seuss film podcast, talking about a film that I think is hilarious. And so the witch lured Hansel and Gretel into the oven, where she was burned alive, raving in agony. Now, boys and girls, what does that feel like? I tell you what, I'll have some of your lemonade. You can have some of my Girl Scout cookies, and I'll have some of your lemonade. Are they made from real Girl Scouts? I fucked it up. Oh, well. Unpleasant dreams.